Walter Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Ray Noble, his orchestra and chorus, Ernie Newton, Anita Ellis, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and Charlie's special guest, W.C. Fields. Ray Noble, the orchestra and chorus with Ernie Newton get together on an up-and-coming ballad from Up in Arms, Now I Know.
See what you're writing there.
What?
I see. What are you writing there?
It's nothing.
Well, not come. Not. Let me see it.
No, Charlie.
Let me see what you're writing there, Charlie. Let me see what you got. What is it, Charlie?
Oh, well, if you insist, and I do insist,
what are you writing there?
Well, it's a composition for English class.
Oh, I see. Composition.
Yeah.
By the way, what kind of marks are you averaging now in English?
Well, I'm hitting in the low 70s.
Oh, I see. Well, do you think that's good?
It's about par for the course.
It is. What is the subject you're writing on?
Well, we had a choice.
Oh, I see.
The first one... It'll kill you. The first one was, what I like about school, see?
Yes. Well, you ought to be able to write an essay on what you like about school.
Yes, I could, yes. I could write it on the point of a pin.
Yes.
Have enough room left over to play a game of tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, Picklepuss Kraushofer. What a teacher.
Now, stop it, Charlie.
Well, I couldn't write about her.
Charlie, you shouldn't feel that way.
Class, why?
Teachers are the most unselfish people you will ever meet in your whole life.
No.
Yes. Why, all they ask and hope for is to bask in the reflected glory of your success.
Yeah?
Yes. Why, when I was in the eighth grade, I loved my teacher.
Well, you probably were old enough for that.
No. Come on, Charlie. What subject did you finally pick to write on?
Well, I tried to write on my ambition in life.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm, but I got stuck, I see.
No ideas?
No ambition.
Well, suppose you read what you have.
Okay. At the tender age of 6, I found myself standing on the busy corner of life, waiting for opportunity to come along and carry me to fame and fortune.
And then what?
You picked me up going the other way.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Charlie, but at least I've been a true friend to you.
Yes.
After all, do you have many fast friends?
Fast friends?
Yes.
Mr. Bergen, their private life is their own affair.
Yeah.
That reminds me, the other night, I was coming out of an alley.
No, never mind that, Charlie.
Hey, fellas, excuse me, but what's all this talk about friends?
Well, Charlie's writing an essay for school bills.
Oh, really, Edgar?
Yes.
If it were only poetry, I could be imposed upon to recite.
Thou couldn't?
Yes.
Don't tell me that you're a word weaver and a phrase spinner?
Ah, yes, Charles. I quote.
I leave.
No.
Give me a horse that's faithful and true, a horse that can cheer me when I'm feeling blue. Together we'll ride out to greet the glad dawn, and he'll be delicious when my points are all gone. There's another verse.
No, thank you. I'm saddle four already.
From Charles, with my voice and my talent, I should give dramatic readings.
Yes, but Bill, doesn't an audience make you nervous?
Oh, certainly not, Edgar.
No?
Why, when I address an audience, I just make believe I'm talking to one person.
And by the time you get through, you usually are.
I can't say that I agree with you, Charles.
Oh, can't you now?
What does he mean with that stuff? Well, that happens to be perfectly all right.
No.
Yes, I'll prove it. Ray.
Yes, Edgar.
Isn't this correct? When I see my aunt dancing on the grass, I can't help but laugh.
Well, you know the old girl better than I do.
No. I didn't quite mean that. You see, Charlie's trying to write an essay about ambition.
Oh, I see. That's all jolly, isn't it? You know, as a boy, it was my ambition to be a yachtsman, but my parents discouraged me.
Oh, they did? Why?
Well, they said I didn't know from yachting.
No. I think you went overboard on that one.
Yes, that was a wee bit terrible.
A dunce could do better. Did you call me, Bergen?
No, I didn't call you, Mark.
Oh, gee, I joined none alive in the room. Get in the street and make the defeat.
All right.
Marty McSnurr. Yep, that's me.
You know, I want to talk to you, Mortimer.
We haven't got time. I got some homework to do.
Oh, you have homework, too?
Yep.
You're writing an essay?
Oh, I gotta make a public speech.
Oh, I see. Public speaking?
Yep, that's right. I gotta work on it.
Well, that's good for you.
Yep.
Yes. And this is a very good time to practice.
Well,
your public speaking.
Yeah?
Yes.
What?
Well. You can face this audience right here.
Yeah?
Yes. Now you go right ahead.
Shall I do it?
Yes, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, go on.
All right. What's the matter?
They make me nervous.
Well, no, that's it. You mustn't be nervous. What's the trouble?
No, I get weak knees in the vocal cords.
Oh. Now, come on, Mortimer, lad. You mustn't be bashful.
No.
Just be yourself.
Oh, let everybody think I'm a moron.
Well, I'll help you out a little bit.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what is your subject?
The horse.
The horse.
Yeah.
All right. Well, go ahead.
The horse, Keith. That's it.
No.
Just for spoke it.
Yes, I think you did. No. Now describe the horse. Describe the horse.
The horse?
Yes.
The horse is sort of horse shaped, that.
What else?
He's got four legs.
Yes.
That's what he's got, yeah.
One in each corner. One in each corner.
Oh, there you go.
Well, now, you just ignore them.
Yeah.
Just ignore them.
Yeah.
You're just as good as they are.
Look.
Tell us more about the horse.
Oh, the horse is a... The horse is a sloppy dresser.
A sloppy dresser.
He wears a collar but no tie.
That's fine.
Why, thank you.
No, no, come on. Where do we find the horses?
Oh, under saddles, mostly.
Aren't they pretty strong?
Yeah, they're about one horsepower.
One horsepower, yeah. What else do you know?
Well, horses sleep standing up.
That's right. Why?
They're too tired to lie down.
That's very good, but you forgot one thing about horses.
What's that?
The colts. Hmm? Horses have colts.
Colts?
Yes.
Well, it must be the damp weather.
No.
Mind a minute.
Yeah. How can you be so stupid?
Well, you see, I'm a maladjusted neurotic with an inferiority complex.
Edgar, didn't I hear that you and Charlie got in a little mix-up last week at some barber shop?
Well, it wasn't much, Bill. I just took Charlie in to get his hair cut, you know, and, well, we were just sitting there waiting our turn when...
Yes. We've been waiting in his barber shop for 20 minutes.
Yes.
It's slow, I'm saying. It's just awful slow around here.
Yes, I don't know as I like this barbershop, Charlie.
I don't either.
It's rather untidy in here.
Why?
Well, look at that mess on the floor over there.
Yeah, well, Bergen, that's hair.
Yeah, oh, I see.
Hair?
Yes,
hair, yes. That's the stuff I've been telling you about. Yes, I know.
I say there, which one of you cats is next?
Are you our barber?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I'd rather hope that we'd have the number one chair.
Oh, no, you're like me. I'm not a barber that talks a lot.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
But I am very droll. I'll make you laugh while you wait.
I'm sorry, we can't wait that long.
Yes. Well, I hope you know your business.
Oh, yes, I do. Why, I studied under that great Russian barber, you know, Shepanirov. Quite a man.
Yes, yes, it wasn't as good as I thought he was, though.
His name was Klepanirov.
Yes.
I guess it isn't any good.
Then you did go to barber college.
Oh, rather, yes. Why, I was head squirt on the hair tonic team.
Mm-hmm. That boy is just as sharp as a razor.
Oh, there's just no stopping me.
Well, that's really neither here nor there. Tell me, do you cater to an exclusive clientele here?
Oh, yes. One of my best customers is W.C. Fields.
Oh.
W.C. Fields?
That's the one.
You mean the fellow with the 1,000-watt beaver?
Charlie. There will be none of that.
Oh, there won't.
No. We took an oath.
Oh, that's right. We did, yeah. I can't help it, Bergen. Every time that guy sticks his nose in the door, I see red.
Well, I know. Well, now, come now. Let's hope that we can avoid meeting him here.
Yes, let's hope so, yes.
You know, it will only lead to trouble.
That should be...
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When I wore a tulip and I drank my tulip and I got a big red nose.
If it isn't up to see, the original half-man, half-nose, well...
Well, Charlie McCarthy, the woodpecker's pin-up boy.
Listen, Charlie, temper, I got it.
Yes. Tell me, Bill, what brings you in here this fine, sunshiny day?
Fine, sunshiny day.
Yes, it be. Yes, it be. I saw a sign out in front of that it says beautiful saloon.
Oh. No, Bill. That's beauty salon. That's what it said. Beauty salon. That's
Well, as long as you're here, Bill, you can talk to me while Charlie's getting his hair cut.
Edgar, it's touching to see your affection for the little nipper. It strikes a tender chord in my heart.
Oh, thank you, Bill. You know, I thought you didn't like children.
Oh, not at all, Edgar. I love children. I can remember when, with my own little unsteady legs, I traveled from room to room.
When was that, last night?
Quiet, Wormwood, or I'll whittle you down to a coat hanger.
Yeah. Well, now, Bill, now, please, let's not start that. Huh? What do you say? Let's not start it.
Yeah, I won't.
All right.
Mr. Fields, can I ask you a question?
Go right ahead, my little chum. Say on.
Tell me, what makes your nose so red?
That's a very good question, Charles. My scarlet proboscis is a result of an unfortunate accident in my youth.
Oh. What did you do? Fall off the wagon?
No.
Very funny. Tell me, Charles, is it true your father was a gate-leg table?
If it is, your father was under it, or...
Why, you stunted spruce. I'll throw a Japanese beetle on you.
Why, you barfly, you... I'll stick a wig in your mouth and use you for alcohol lamp with all that.
I won't have any talk like that around here.
But he called me. I don't care what he called you. I want you to apologize to Mr. Fields.
Apologize? Yes.
I just got through laying him out.
Yeah, I know you did. Nevertheless, you tell him your story.
Oh, all right. Mr. Fields, I'm sorry. Very sorry.
Trying to speculate on me. Don't waste your breath, Edgar. Everything you tell that kid goes in one knot hole and out the other.
Bill, why is it that you two always fight?
Oh, I'm sorry, Edgar. I forgot myself with a nonce. It's not like me. I'm a changed man lately. Been leading an entirely new life.
Yeah, well, the stuff is really hard to get nowadays.
Assume you're referring to the alcohol shortage.
Sure. Well, you shouldn't complain, Bill, because alcohol is very important these days.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. No.
Oh, that's
yes, but what I'm trying to point out that it is now being used for ammunition.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
I was afraid of you. I read where there are 2 ounces of alcohol in a bullet and 10 ounces of alcohol in a hand grenade.
Shake hands with an old blockbuster. Yeah.
All right. Which one of you buzzards is next?
Who is this fainty creature?
Quiet, knob nose. I'm a lady barber.
Lady barber, eh? Madam, did anyone ever tell you you were a vision of loveliness?
Why, yes.
They lie.
Well, come over here and sit down. Yes, like you're scared of me.
I can't help it. I always shy at gargoyle.
That's telling you, Mr. Seal. That's telling you.
Shut up, you little brat.
Quiet, you tonsorial Amazon. Or I'll wash your mouth out with water. The filthy stuff.
Pick it up for the kid, huh?
Certainly, I'll defend my little pal Charles with my last breath.
You've certainly got a powerful weapon.
You can't talk to Mr. Fields that way. I'll show you. Let's rest the joy. What do you say? Do you
well, I'm going to call the police.
Yeah. You've got to call the police.
Yes, before the bottle of mother.
Sing it, Frank. Sing it, Frankie. Voice you got there, Mr. Fields.
Oh, thank you, Charles. In my younger days, I used to sing tenor in a quartet.
Yeah?
Had a range of 4 octaves and 10 martinis. Not counting the olive.
Well, what do you say? Let's try out the pipes, huh?
Okay. Down by the old mill stream. Where I
The cops.
Let's take it on the land, Charles.
Yeah.
Clang, clang, clang.